Everyone, Brother Mike, would you lead us a word of prayer? If you turn to me this evening to Matthew chapter 14, we'll read verses 22 through 32. Matthew 14, 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples, or he compelled them, to get into a ship to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. They didn't know it was him, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. A storm is a violent disturbance of the atmosphere with strong winds, usually rain and thunder, lightning and snow. A storm is a violent uproar. A storm moves angrily. Angrily it moves, a storm does, and forcefully in a specific direction. Sunday's windstorm, the winds were gusting nearly 50 mile an hour. That's pretty strong, creating on the Saginaw Bay, which is 52 miles long by 26 miles wide. And there on the Saginaw Bay, there were 15 to 19 foot waves were out on the bay. 15 to 19 foot. That's what these guys were going through here. Huge waves. I've been out on the water with only 4 or 5 foot waves. And I mean, it takes a life right out of only that. But 15 to 19 foot waves. Blowing out of the west. That wind was blowing out of the west. There were people who lived on the shoreline of the west side of the bay. Reports from the people on the west side of the bay that the water levels on the west side of the bay dropped nearly 4 feet that day. Dropped nearly 4 feet on the west side of the bay. Why? Because the storm moved, or the winds, that strong wind moved the water from the west side of the Saginaw Bay to the east side. So it was 4 feet lower on the west side. It was 4 feet higher on the east side of the bay. That's how strong this storm was. Very strong. In verse 25, Jesus, it says that they were still out on the water in the fourth watch. Well, that comes out to 9 hours. They had been out there on that water in that storm for 9 hours. Why is that? Oftentimes when storms or trials happen in our lives, oftentimes even in the first hour of the storm, we'll actually call out unto the Lord for help. But then we still got ideals and philosophies how to handle that problem. And I believe that's what they were going through. Every hour they kept having different ideas on how to handle or to get through this storm. Or even for them to find a way to get on the other side by themselves. And I believe that's why they were out there for 9 hours. And I believe after 9 hours, they finally let go. And they were really seeking the Lord from the heart. See, we can ask for the Lord's help from our mouth, but it matters from the heart. They were troubled. This here was a storm that created a lot of fears in them. They were troubled in verse 26, and they cried out for fear. Jesus tells them in verse 27, be not afraid. So obviously they were filled with fear. And even Peter in verse 30, he was experiencing a miracle, walking on the water. But he still took his eyes off the Lord, or he's seen the boisterous winds and the waves again. And then he became afraid again. That sounds like me, you know, a picture of my life. Oftentimes I have courage, and then right around the corner, there I am, filled with that fear once again. I'm sure by experiencing this, the disciples were filled with fear because of this storm. And I'm sure when they knew it was the Lord walking on the water, the storms of fears and anxiety were calmed. At least their fears and anxieties were. The winds were still boisterous and the waves were happening, because the storm was still going until Jesus stepped into the ship. But I believe once they knew that it was the Lord, see, early on they didn't know it was the Lord, and oftentimes that's what we do. We ask the Lord for help and we don't see it. We don't see when He does show up. We don't see it. And then when we don't see it, we're still afraid. But I believe their fears were calm when they knew it was the Lord, although the storm was still going. I took my nephew, Ian, you've heard this before, I enjoy telling it. I took him out on the bay one time. And the boat launch is at the mouth of the Saginaw River, which flows into the Saginaw Bay. Remember, it's 52 miles long by 26 miles wide. And from where we were, you could look out about a mile and a half to two miles out, and you could see big white caps. 4 or 5 footers out there. You could see them from a mile and a half, 2 miles away pretty easy. The wind was boisterous that day. Out on the river, it wasn't bad. I mean, the wind was blowing, but I didn't have big waves there. But the Saginaw Bay, you could see big white caps. So I started heading with a 14-foot boat, a 9-9 Mariner. So I started heading towards those big, huge waves out there. And my nephew speaks up and says, "Uncle Dennis, we ain't going out there, are we?" I said, "Yes, we are." I said, "You better hold on." He grabs a hold of both sides of the boat. And as I got closer towards those waves, I even let a few of them come over a little bit, you know. I turned the boat around and said, "I'm just kidding." It's amazing the difference that the Lord will make in any type of storm. It doesn't matter the type of storm. It don't matter how strong those winds are. It don't matter how angrily that storm is moving. It doesn't matter what type of storm it is. Just by the Lord showing up or interrupting that circumstance, that may not change the circumstance, but it will change our spirit and our attitude. It will calm and ease our fears and our anxiety. It really works. Whether the size or the way of the circumstance or situation, it doesn't matter. All that's needed is for the Lord to show up or to interrupt that circumstance. That's all we have to do. From our hearts, really want Him to interrupt whatever storm we're going through. 2020 has been a huge storm. COVID-19, a huge storm. Even here in 2020, we're going through a storm not having a pastor right now. What we need to keep doing is asking the Lord to show up. Whenever you think He's here, that's not enough. You got to keep asking for Him to interrupt us all the time, constantly. It's amazing to me the power or influence His presence exerts. It's amazing to me. I mean, I've been in groups of lost people at the store in Davison. At the store in Davison, there was anywhere from 10 to 15 employees that worked there. In the produce department, there with me. It was filled with so much hatred and variance and emulations. There was a bad spirit going on in there. So bad, after 3 days, I thought, what am I doing here? But then the Lord showed up. And it's amazing. He not only calmed my attitude, my spirit, my fears, anxieties, but He controlled everybody in that produce department, even lost people. That's the power and the influence that His presence can exert, even to lost people. We live in a world filled with sorrows, heartbreaks, fears, and anxieties caused by the storms of life. You know, I couldn't help. You know, because of me experiencing the difference the Lord makes by just showing up in my life, whatever I'm going through. When I really want Him from my heart to show up, He shows up. I can't help but go out and see other people with heavy burdens going through struggles in their life to tell them all you need is the Lord to show up. And I can tell them with confidence and boldly that He will make the difference for you. I think of my parents when my mom, Phyllis, had the quadruple bypass surgery and my dad was alive still. I could see the fears and anxiety they both were going through concerning this. It was so thick you could cut it, you know, with a knife. But I couldn't help but tell them, just by the Lord showing up, He can calm those fears and anxieties in that storm. Or if we become apathetic or not filled with the joy that we ought to be in, just by the Lord showing up, how He can break up the monotony of life. You know, I told my parents that day when I was telling them, you wouldn't believe who showed up there at our services. They said, who? I said, the Lord did. He completely changed the whole atmosphere in this building just by showing up. I have a coworker, the man who runs the produce department, dealing with the great stresses on the job. He was gone for 6 weeks. One time, double hernia surgery. I had 2 panic attacks in that 6 weeks. That's how much stress. Just the stress and the pressures and the anxieties there. But I could see it on him. I told him, all you need is for the Lord to show up. That's all you need. But you got to really want Him to show up. For the storms of anxiety, He can calm. He also dealing with the storm of not sure if he's saved. This man doesn't know if he's saved. And it's a storm he's going through. It's a storm he's having to live through. But I told him, all you need is for the Lord to show up. Because I can tell you with confidence, by my experience, He can calm that storm also. Another co-worker, I was helping her with the cut fruit. She was telling me about the storms of parental sorrows, or even grand parental sorrows. I told her I know someone who can calm that storm. I mean, if He can calm all the storms in my life, there isn't no storm He can't calm in yours. I told her about the storm of condemnation. I said, we're all born on the same ship, on the sea of misery, and on the side of that ship, I see the encryption, Romans 3:23. We've all sinned and come short of His glory. And since the Lord calmed that storm for me, He can do it for you. Another co-worker, a vendor for Schaefer Bread. I met him at Mitchell Supermarket the same year I was saved. This was about probably 20 years later. And I still see him up there at the store at Kroger's. And he's telling me about the storms of loved ones. He lost his mom and his dad and his grandma within 14 months. All in 14 months. He said, I'm not sure if I can take anymore, Dennis. I told him I know someone who may not change that circumstance, but I know he can certainly calm that storm for you. I know by experience that I've been the one creating, many of the storms in my life. It's been me the one who's created most of them. What do we do? Well, what have I always done that's not the right way to handle it? Or how do I respond when I create a storm in my own life? What's the wrong way to do it? Just the way I did as I heard Brother Randy Titus, he came here and preached a revival nearly 11 years ago. He said that it's in the nature of the sheep to wander from the shepherd. You know, I've been doing this for 26 and a half years. It's not hard for me to mess things up. It's not. It's not hard for any one of us. or to create storms in our lives. I find myself, this is the wrong way to do it, I find myself many a times trying to find my way back to the shepherd by myself. It doesn't work. You can try that, but it won't work. You need the Lord to interrupt that storm in your life. Or I by myself try to fix things first. Well, maybe if I fix this first. Or maybe if I do this first. Or maybe I got to do this more. No. The Lord's the only one who can calm that storm. He's the only one that can calm that storm. Or I say, I've got to fix this first, or I have to stop doing this first. Or I've got to change this first. We can't forget, we can't calm the storms. He does. He's the only one that can calm a storm. Jesus said in John 15:5, you can do nothing without me. He was talking to his disciples, followers of him. You can't do nothing without me. And it's not only that we can't do it without him. He don't want us to do it without him. He wants to do it with us. He wants to calm the storms in our lives. That's why when Peter cried out, he immediately helped him. And the Lord will always do that for his people. When the Lord shows up, even with storms that I create, storms that I make, when he shows up, this is what happens. I'm happy to change whatever needs to be changed. And I do it happily and gladly with compassion and with love. When he shows up, I'm happy to fix whatever needs to be fixed. It doesn't matter what needs to be fixed. I'm happy to do it just by him showing up. Or to do whatever he wants me to do. Or be whatever he wants me to be, as long as the Lord keeps showing up. Brother Mark, will you lead us in a word of prayer to our prayer band?